Nalu FM Finance Podcast. Insight into the financial markets.
The active investing will be hedge funds, mutual funds, and AMCs, depending on type of market, type of client, type of strategy, size of the strategy, but these are the three players that will remain in the market.
This podcast is powered by Vesta, the engine behind active management. Vesta is a Switzerland-based fintech startup that provides software for issuers of actively managed certificates to automate their value chain fully. Visit Vesta, V-E-S-T-R.com, to schedule a meeting with an expert and to learn more about Vesta.
I was in sunny Lugano at the office of Banca Credit Invest to speak with Daniel and Paolo about actively managed certificates. Daniel is a member of the executive board and is responsible for the legal and compliance areas of Banca Credit Invest. Paolo is the head of clients at Banca Credit Invest, responsible for products and investment solutions of the bank. We started out discussing the legal and regulatory aspects of AMCs, its applications and commercial edge.
You could say, at least from our perspective, it's the future of portfolio management. And I would also say it's the future of the distributability of a strategy. I mean, in the end, an AMC is a structured product, as we know it. So it's a security. And the beauty of it is that you can book it with any bank. And it allows basically to dynamically transpose whatever your idea is on the one hand side. On the other hand side is to manage a multitude of clients. So that's why the future of portfolio management with different banks. So it's really, at least how we see it, it's a great tool. And that's what we offer service in order to facilitate life of external asset managers mainly, but not only.
The idea is nothing but making more accessible what the financial idea of a fund has always been. So to gather assets in one place in order to facilitate the execution of the brain power of the portfolio manager. And so any tool that would allow that becomes extremely palatable for the financial industry. And if it then becomes convenient from a cost perspective and easily accessible by clients, traditionally has been more on a private placement basis because it was more restricted to the client of the asset managers or for groups of people or jurisdictions. But now with the listing and with the off-balance sheet solutions that are becoming more and more popular, it could actually be the future because it becomes accessible to a much broader audience if you're good. The banks and the issuer would talk to you when you are smaller. The costs will not impact on your strategy as much at the beginning. And so it becomes really the best way either to test a strategy to then make it more scalable, or if it's not a test but is really your life, to put it in a place that is convenient, safe and quick so that your client can benefit from your capabilities. So absolutely.
It's the commercial part that Paolo mentions is definitely the big edge they have. But coming from a regulatory perspective, I think it can be said that an AMC has a much leaner framework all around. So if you think, you know, the early days when you had really unregulated funds which you needed to use to transpose any particular strategy, and you had to invest in an offshore fund and you didn't really know where you were investing, who is actually or all the participants that you had. I mean, today you know who the issuer is, you have this possibility to collateralize, you have much more trust into the instruments. And basically today, the whole environment, as I said, it's much more flexible in terms of what you can do, in terms of restrictions, in terms of also setting it up from a regulatory perspective, prospectuses, licenses. If I can say, it's a very sexy instrument compared to the past.
AMC is Swiss mainly, but ultimately it boils down mostly into a certificate as a legal instrument. Ultimately, then how the portfolio is managed, if it's Delta One, if it's synthetic, if it's by an index, if it's how it is replicated so that the performance can be delivered to the investor and to the ISIN ultimately. It depends from jurisdiction to jurisdiction.
With many global opportunities for actively managed certificates, Daniel and Paolo discussed where they expect the future growth to come from.
I think Europe definitely is one of the largest that can grow. Also Latin America. The US is the one is probably that's because for the distributability of the product and then the laws, it's the one that probably still most relies on bigger money and so more on the funds. So I think it's the one that is starting, it's more delayed on this point, but maybe they will be ultimately the quicker when they start, we don't know. But I think between all, Switzerland is the traditional one. Asia is very developed, especially in the Singapore and Hong Kong, as you said. So the one with the highest growth could be Europe. Then which of the three continents, if you can say, or the four continents, would be the biggest in absolute number at the end, we will see.
I agree with you, Paolo. I think, however, we should distinguish if you speak about growth in terms of where you can distribute them and from where actually the managers will come. So I also have seen in the past, I mean, definitely Hong Kong, Singapore, it's where the interest comes from asset manager or let's say product manager perspective, where their interest is here from the producers, let's say, or the conceivers of the instrument. And in terms of growth, what I've seen lately, it's a lot Latin America, but this is for many structured products.
With the introduction of white label execution platforms and off balance sheet issuance vehicles, I asked them how important AMCs are for Banker Credit Invest.
It's definitely one of the key pillars of the strategy of the bank. It started basically 4 years ago. It developed quite well. We have always been offering, let's say, in terms of output security, so the certificate that was issued was always out of the bank's balance sheet, so the bank was the issuer. Now we developed also other off-balance sheet solutions, because the key benefit of working with Bank Credit Invest is the flexibility and the execution. We basically white label online trading platforms that are fully integrated with us, and we have our own trading desk to which the asset manager, the strategy manager, has total and unlimited access. So there is no limit on the type of asset class it's traded, on the number of rebalancing, on anything. So especially for us, for active strategies, we definitely have a very, very competitive and compelling story to tell, because everything is booked at the same time live in the product. And what would, let's say, the key perspective that we have tried to develop is the fact not to be able to only offer this product within Switzerland for in private placement, but also to be able to access the European market via Luxembourg issuance vehicle that will be able to list certificate in Europe, because that for us is really a big turning point. The first output market would probably be Italy, because of the closeness of Ticino, but actually we have some very good business cases in Switzerland as well, and definitely using the Zurich branch that we have as well, probably the Germans, so the DACH part would be the second, and Spain as well, because also Spain has quite a palatable market, which then also links down to the connection that there could be with the Latin American Spanish-speaking countries, let's say.
Regulatory changes are expected to have positive effects for broader applications of AMCs. Daniel's expertise in legal and compliance and Paolo's expertise in the EU market gave us insight into the European market.
The product that we have now and the fact that we can issue out of Europe, this is where we hope or we think it will give you a big edge. Because the difference is really big in terms of how you treat them from a regulatory perspective. Let's say this way, if you want to really do it in a compliant way and not have to take too many risks, we've always been in a quite gray area. And actually this new partnership that we have will actually allow us to really go out and target the public in Europe. So we will act under the prospectus regulation in Europe, have something that is distributable to retail clients and which will comply with all the regulations. This really changes the risk approach that we could have, and if we find the right partner with a license to distribute, we will be able to have a fully compliant product. It really changes the way we can do business and actually target these markets, being Italy at the beginning, Germany and Spain afterwards.
Another key thing that's important is that Europe has always had the issue of treating, and that's why a lot of the big banks in Europe do not have a traditional history of issuing AMCs and likes, is because the regulators and also the market watch, like the Consob Board, the BaFin, etc., they've always thought of this type of product as collective investment schemes or alikes. And so the problem was always in the disclosure and in the laws under which they fell with respect to the structured product Spark, because there was an active manager of underlyings, which was exactly what funds were. But now the situation also from a regulatory perspective is becoming much, much clear, and there seems to be quite a detailed consensus also about from these players and these watches, that they are actually two different, very different regulatory frameworks. And that's why I think that the AMC business will take a big step in Europe, because there will be fewer restrictions and more players coming into the game more and more.
So, what questions should an external asset manager ask when choosing an actively managed certificate issuer?
Ultimately, it depends on what are your priorities. What are the target investors that you have? What are the markets that you want to issue? If listing is important to you, if not, if you have any problems with the counterparty risk, so if there is a credit rating probably worth in your paper, in the paper that will be the issuer, if you prefer an off-balance sheet vehicle. So these are some very important questions that concern probably the issuer per se and the regulatory aspect. Then, since it's a fund, it's a fund-like strategy, you will need to look at what is the execution that you can actually get. So what's the type of market access that you get? What's the flexibility that you have? What is the breadth of the products that you can take, if there are restrictions on the number of rebalancing, on the issues of the paper, etc., etc.? And this is something that is not always easy to grasp at the beginning, because sometimes professionals are used to maybe use managed accounts or to have their own executions via their prime broker. But most likely when you, let's say, go to a service provider of an AMC, you will need to take part of their package or the full package. And so you'll need to be able to evaluate all the bits and pieces of the package, because there are pros and cons depending on what are the key traits that you need.
Looking back, the impact of wider developments in the finance world has had a varied effect on AMCs in 2021. Who are going to be the new market players going forward? What trends do they see?
From my perspective, ESG is not really a topic that we have seen so far in AMCs. I mean, it's probably the all-over topic, but let's see how it really gets then concrete in the end. And I think regulatory-wise, it's still quite a challenge, I mean, in terms of how you handle it. So it's this is where I see it. I mean, not really ESG, it's crypto and new trends.
Probably the other point is that more and more market players are trying to enter into the business from a different perspective. If they are only service provider for issuers, if they are broker dealers who have their vehicle. So it's something that is definitely has this potential. So there are many people who are trying to put their head in, which is positive on one side, but negative on the other, because it also creates a lot of noise. And for the questions that you were asking before, that what an asset manager or a client would need to ask themselves in order to understand where is the true value, this is often not fantastic, because it's even harder for people who approach the market to actually understand and not be tricked either by the name of the institution or by the LinkedIn profile, to be very brutal.
And finally, time for the top finance movies and why.
Probably one of my favorite finance movies is Trading Places. So 1983, because I think that apart from all the stereotypes that there are in finance, which are, as most stereotypes, unfortunately often true, the key part that I liked of that movie is the trying to tackle an issue, which is the nature versus nurture point, basically. So how the environments affects the behavior of a person versus their own character, genes, and inclination. And I think that is something that is very well played in the movie, and it's something that often people forget in every sector that they work in.
Yeah.
And I think that for finance, in fact, it's an older movie, it's older than me, but I think it actually has a message that should be even more valid in today's world.
I'm a bit less of a TV guy. I don't have a TV anymore since 4 years. So I'm not really watching movies, but I just thought, you know, we're speaking about a new dynamic product, which is flexible. So I thought it's not a movie, but I would tell you Netflix in general. So this is probably AMCs are the Netflix of finance. So you can watch them whenever you want and what you want. And this is the flexibility that we offer, because I would have to tell you that the very classic movies that everyone knows, which is probably a too boring answer. So
okay. Thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you.
Nalu FM Finance Podcast. Insight into the financial markets.
This podcast is powered by Vesta, the engine behind active management. Vesta is a Switzerland-based fintech startup that provides software for issuers of actively managed certificates to automate their value chain fully. Visit Vesta, VESTR.com, to schedule a meeting with an expert and to learn more about Vesta.